Welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk K-12 Education, right here on Realizing Your Potential TV Network, when every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Tanisha Langley, Senior Education Consultant of Enrichment Strategist Services, LLC, where we design dynamic learning experiences that convert capabilities into capacity and empower individuals to grow with their learning goals. Before we jump into today's conversation, as I do each week because it's important to me, I want to take a moment to appreciate you, our listening community. You tune in every single week, ready to learn, ready to grow, ready to engage in the kinds of conversations that move our schools and ultimately our community forward. Your passion and commitment fuel this show, and I'm truly grateful. Now, let's get into it, and I'll tell you up front, this week's episode is deeply personal to me. Why this episode is personal? This week, we're talking about a season that brings both light and weight at the same time. And yes, two things can exist in the same space. And I know that from experience. You see, I grew up in a family where financial lack was very real. My grandparents, my parents, my auntie, my uncle, they all worked extremely hard, but resources were limited. And yet, somehow, even with that lack, they created Christmas experiences that felt rich in all the ways that mattered. There were burdens behind the scenes. Bills didn't disappear just because the lights were twinkling. Stress didn't take a holiday break because it was December. But even with limited resources, my family did a lot with the little. Christmas in our home wasn't about excess. It was about intentionality, togetherness, creativity, and love. As a child, I didn't know the sacrifices they made. All I experienced was the warmth, the belonging, the joy. They protected us for us. Now, as an adult, and as a former public classroom teacher, now senior education consultant and coach who supports K-12 schools and community-based organizations, I realize they were practicing Maslow before Bloom, long before I ever studied it. They weren't protecting a holiday. They were protecting our hearts. And that's why this conversation matters to me. Because our K-12 communities and community-based organizations today, especially in December, especially where we are right now in our climate with so many uncertainties that have happened, which we won't change the mood of the show to get into that, but we're all grown, we're all intelligent, we all see the things that are happening, and I will be the catalyst to say not all of it is going to end up negative, but that's another show for another time, preferably after I get finished with our Christmas series. Those entities are carrying that same mix of hope and heaviness, and they need us to show up with the same intentional love and emotional awareness that my family showed me. Let's get into it. Introducing the Christmas in Education series that integrates my Enrich Me system. So today I'm excited to launch our Christmas in Education series, now in three powerful parts, each designed to help educators, leaders, and families navigate the emotional realities of December. The next one that you're going to get next week is Raising Hope for Students in a Fragile Season and how to support students who are overwhelmed, overstimulated, or emotionally fragile during the holidays. And I'll insert this piece as I am with a contract with the local school as their reading coach and literacy specialist. I run across situations that you're like, oh my goodness, they're little people handling big people situations and loss and grief. And that's why this series is so important to me, because it's not all rosy everywhere. And I want to take a moment during this series to remind you, no matter what you're experiencing as a K-12 setting, as a community-based organization, as a family, as students, as whatever your situation is in these volatile times, I'm hoping that today's introduction of this series, as well as the next 3 weeks leading up to Christmas, gives you a glimmer of some sort of hope to hold on to. Okay. The next series part will be When Educators Dim, Restoring Teacher Joy and Wellness, because teachers need capacity, rest, and emotional support too. They can't pour from an empty cup. And the last one will be The Gift of Empathy, Veteran-Inspired Leadership for Schools, How Empathy, Service, Structure, and Awareness Help Us Lead with Heart. Every episode is powered by my Enrich Me system, which is evaluate, navigate, reframe, so that you're able to integrate capacity habits. Why? Because December doesn't just test academics, it tests emotional capacity. This series will help us meet the moment with heart, humanity, healing, and intentional hope. Why does this series matter to me? Let's ground ourselves in the why. December is not a neutral month in education. It is a month that magnifies everything. Students walk into classrooms carrying excitement, anxiety, overstimulation, disappointment, family tension, grief, food insecurity, or fear of long breaks from their safe space. Oh, that grabs my heart, guys. Teachers walk into classrooms carrying fatigue, deadlines, pressure to make everything fun, personal obligations, emotional burnout. Families walk into schools carrying financial stress, blended family schedules, grief or loss, comparison, fear of not giving their children enough. Holidays amplify everything, family. The joy and the struggle. This is where Enrich Me becomes our anchor. Evaluate. What do my students and staff need today? Not academically, but emotionally. Navigate. How can I guide them with intention through this season? Reframe. Instead of reacting, how can I reframe from this moment with compassion? Integrate. What simple habits can support stability, connection, and calm? And this leads us directly into Maslow's. Yes, you hear about it just about every week, because needs come before tasks. Now, let's get into Maslow's hierarchy of needs at Christmas. Before I unpack Maslow through a holiday lens, I want to share something that happened just this week, because it captured exactly why Maslow matters in December. I was working with a student who looked fine from the outside. No disruptions, no tears, just quiet, withdrawn, shrinking. Their demeanor said, something is off. So I paused the academic task and gently asked, "Talk to me. What's going on today?" At first, as most children do, they shrugged it off. But when I offered a safe, quiet space, they opened up. You see, this student was upset because they had worn the wrong attire for the school's 12 days of Christmas dress-up day. To an adult, this might seem small, but to a child, it touched the emotional core of belonging, fitting in, not wanting to be embarrassed, wanting to participate fully, feeling out of sync with peers. It wasn't about clothes, guys. It was about identity. It was about connection. It was about emotional safety. So instead of telling them, "It's no big deal," I validated their feelings, thanked them for sharing, helped them breathe through the moment, reframed the situation, and guided them back to emotional safety. The shift in their body language was immediate. This wasn't about reading. It was about Maslow. It was a moment of belonging restored. Now, let's walk Maslow's hierarchy through a December lens. Number one, physiological needs. Students may experience hunger, fatigue, irregular routines, sugar overload. Oh my goodness, let's not even go there. Emotional overstimulation. Number two, safety needs. For some, school is the safest place they have. Holiday breaks trigger anxiety, not excitement. Number three, love and belonging. Holidays highlight who feels connected and who feels alone. Number four, esteem. Students compare themselves, gifts, clothes, activities. Now, let's talk about the teachers, sometimes often overlooked. Teachers compare themselves too. Am I doing enough? Number five, self-actualization. Hard to reach if lower needs feel unstable. So we're going to be connecting Maslow's back to the Enrich Me system that I use, which is to evaluate what need isn't being met. Navigate, how can I support it? Reframe, what's the story behind the behavior? Integrate, what routines can provide stability? Maslow is not theoretical during December. It's essential. So the hope framework for Christmas in education. Now let's bring in the hope framework, which supports Maslow and Enrich Me beautifully during this holiday season. What does hope stand for? Hope stands for H is for healing. Healing begins with acknowledgement. Students, educators, and families carry unseen weight. We must create spaces where honesty is safe and support is accessible. The O in hope, optimizing. This is not about perfection. It's about maximizing what we already have. Here's some examples. Simplifying lesson plans, integrating holiday themes into academics, reducing transitions, prioritizing connection over complexity. The P stands for positivity, not forced positivity, but genuine acknowledgement of small wins. We can create gratitude moments, student shoutouts, staff appreciation rituals, positive phone calls home. Folks, educators, teachers, community-based organizations that support K-12 students, let me insert right here before we move on into the E in the framework. Every now and then, you take a few minutes to call a parent to inform about inappropriate attire, inappropriate behavior, let's take the same few moments from time to time to give a positive phone call home. It could be while you're walking down the hallway to your next activity or transition, to call a parent, to call a guardian, to say, little Johnny, little Janie had the best day ever today. They made some good choices. They stuck with it. They figured out a problem they've been working on all week, and the light bulb came off. I saw it. So do this every now and then, instead of just the parents, when they see your number come across their screen, panic. Give them a Christmas gift of hope that doesn't cost any money. Now let's move to the E in the framework of hope. Expectancy. Expectancy is hope in action. It sounds like we will finish strong. Growth is still happening. There is something good ahead. And I'll insert one that I'm using this year. As you know, as I've stated before, moving a school that had been a D and F school for 8 years. So for the first time, moving them to a C school with targeted instruction and literacy best practices. Our theme this year is we grew to blue in reading. That means exceeded growth. That means saying it until you feel it. That means writing in blue. That means all of these symbolic things. That means saying it with the students, saying it with the staff, saying it with the administrative leaders in the buildings, the principals, the assistant principals. That means in the community-based organizations that you're attached to, saying it. That means writing it down on a piece of paper in your home, writing it down as a family and putting it on your refrigerator that even might not be as full as other people's. I'm a huge believer in the mindset. I'm a huge believer in speaking positivity, writing it down, and walking towards it even when it is not in your immediate grasp. This mindset creates emotional safety. Hope plus Enrich Me gives us the roadmap to navigate December with awareness and grace. Now, here's a capacity builder. You know, I give you one each week. Choose one student, one colleague, and one family member or family this week. Apply the Enrich Me plus Hope lens to each of them. And here's how you can do it. Lean in or put your recorder on. You can ask just these few questions. I always try to give things that are practical and simple for your capacity builders. What do they need? How can I support them? How can I reframe this with compassion? What habit can I implement to strengthen connection? Now, before I go any further with this capacity builder for this week, if you are operating in lack, or even if you're pouring from a slightly empty cup emotionally with your wellness, you offer what you can, how you can. And I promise you, most people that are dealing with a lot this season, they are going to accept it with open arms, with a lot of gratitude. I have experienced it over the last couple of weeks. Ask yourself this: what can I implement to strengthen connection? Remember, I just kind of said that. That is something that doesn't cost a dime. It also helps you evaluate where you are with what you can give, because you don't want to give away something you don't have. You want to operate to the fullness, show up the fullness that you are of what you can give to someone, because you'd be surprised at your lowest. Someone else is praying like, that's my highest. True story. Small actions build capacity. And when we take those moments to say where we are, what can we do, how can we support, where am I in this process, and what is it that I can do to add a little something to this person's life, to these students' life, to my family member's life, to this K-12 entity, to this community-based organization, to the person that I run into in the grocery store during this time, to the person that I may be behind at the bank, to the person that I may be behind that is at your local store that's maybe a couple of dollars short on their purchase. Do you have enough in your wallet? Do you have enough at your disposal? Do you have $5 that you maybe was going to spend a hamburger on, but that person maybe needs $3 or $4 and you could help them leave everything in their cart to take it home to their family? Something to think about. What do I need emotionally this holiday season? So we've talked about what you can do with others. And remember, I always say we can't pour from an empty cup. So what is it that you need? Take, if your week is busy, block it off in your calendar, in your digital calendar like I do, or your paper calendar to say, Wednesday from 12 o'clock to 12:15, I'm going to analyze what it is that I need to get through this holiday season. Okay? I want you to do that. You promise? I hear you. Raise your hands if you promise. All right. I see you. Okay. What does healing look like for me? What capacity habit can I integrate for myself? If you want continued inspiration, follow Enrichment Strategist Services LLC on Facebook and LinkedIn. Next week, we begin part one of the series, Raising Hope for Students in a Fragile Season. You don't want to miss it. So this has been just, as always, a rewarding time. I always say you can't pour from an empty cup. I promise you each episode that I design, create, plan, map out, and execute for you each Tuesday at 7 p.m. It does my heart wonders. It reminds me of my Enrich Me system and the capacity builders that I execute for those that I consult or coach for. It reminds me of how showing up as your host every Tuesday at 7 p.m. here on Realizing Your Potential TV Network isn't just about informing, but it is about refilling my own cup. And I hope it does the same for you each and every week. Each and every week, this is a labor of love to me. And I'm glad that you are walking this journey with me, hopefully every week. But if not every week at 7 p.m. here on Realizing Your Potential TV Network, when you can. Also, during this holiday season, I hope that you show up here to enjoy this three-part Christmas and education series. You've been listening to Let's Talk K-12 Education Show right here on the Realizing Your Potential TV Network. I'm your host, Tanisha Langley, Senior Education Consultant with Enrichment Strategist Services, LLC. Remember, one conversation, one discussion, and one connection at a time, we are designing learning experiences that transform capabilities into capacity, not just for students, but for families and entire communications. Education is more than a system, it's a movement. And together, we are building the future, brick by brick, voice by voice, and learner by learner. If today's conversation sparked something in you, whether it's a question, an idea, a desire to collaborate, or an interest in my education consulting and coaching services, I'd love to hear from you. If your district, school, or program is looking for data-driven results and professional development support that works in any setting, let's connect. You can reach me directly at letstalkk12education@gmail.com, or you can text me directly to book a discovery call for Capacity Building Solutions at 252-558-3262. Until we meet again, every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Realizing Your Potential TV Network, keep pushing boundaries, keep believing in possibilities, and above all, keep realizing your potential. This is Let's Talk K-12 Education, where learning meets leadership and capacity becomes community strength. Wishing you and yours a great one until the next episode. Tools to you for now.